Hey guys, it's me, Mudder Ducker here. We are back with another episode of the Arbitrary Echo podcast. So I'm joined, as always, by Owen, aka Slippy Fop, aka Fable Bite.
Hello.
I got that right.
AKA, a lot of AKAs, but you got it right.
Yes. I actually got them in this time. So how are you doing today?
Same as always. Same changing in my life in the past week.
It's great to hear. Great to hear. Love to hear the positivity.
Yep.
So, so today we are actually joined by a special guest. That's right. So, I am joined with Owen by, I completely messed that bit up, but I will carry on. I'm joined by Winnerzon.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm not doing too bad, thank you. How's everyone doing today?
I'm all good.
I'm all good as well.
Good.
Got my decaf coffee, so I'm all good.
Oh, decaf.
Decaf. I'm trying to cut my caffeine intake.
Oh, see, I'm a caffeine addict. It has to be full caffeine for me.
Oh, I could easily sink like 10 cups of coffee a day, easy.
Oh, I used to.
I'm just like, yeah, that's obviously not healthy for me.
No.
So even though caffeine intake is actually good for weight loss, I don't think the amount that I'm having is good. So,
oh yeah, I have like every third one decaf. So you're still getting like two caffeine and the third one's decaf.
Well, I think this is my first decaf one today. I was like, right, okay, I'll make this one a decaf.
Well, it's a sad coffee.
It's actually not too bad. I can't complain. Not a bad coffee. So, right. So, you joined. I asked you to join today. I thought it'd be nice to get a bit of a female input into the podcast, and a fellow streamer as well.
Yeah, I'm happy to help.
I kind of basically just want to know about your streaming story, really. Like, to begin with, why you started streaming. How you got into Twitch, like, it always intrigues me, that question.
No, I'm more than happy to go through all of that with you. Want me to start from the very beginning?
Yeah, just shoot.
From your birth.
All the from way up my to birth, time. Well, it was a cold day, December 1996. Well, fast forward a little bit, though. Well, I think I must have been about maybe like 16 when I first realised that people could make like a living and like a career out of like playing games. It was mostly YouTube at the time then, wasn't it? It was like PewDiePie started getting really big, and that's where I first like came across it.
Massive fan of PewDiePie. Massive fan.
Love a PewDiePie.
I do. Go on.
But so I got really into that and I was like, wow, I never realised like this could be actually a thing that people enjoy watching other people do. Like, I never thought of, you know, back then that people would enjoy watching other people play a video game, because I'm like, why would you? Why wouldn't you just want to play the game yourself? And then I realised that, like, it's actually more of a kind of like a companionship. You kind of get, you know, you enjoy the, even though they're not talking directly to you per se, like through YouTube, it's nice to have that kind of interaction with someone when they're playing a game.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I totally get it. Like, I remember starting off on YouTube as well. I used to watch Sky Plays Minecraft.
Oh yeah, I remember Sky Plays Minecraft.
Yeah, I started with him. He was like my very first guy on YouTube that I watched, and then I got into that whole Minecraft scene, and I loved it. And I got introduced to PewDiePie a little bit later, but it was the whole Minecraft scene. Asian Canadian.
Oh, I think I've heard of them.
Yeah. He did the very first, like, so Minecraft originally had a BR mode, didn't it? Someone incorporated a BR
Games.
Mode. Hunger Games, yeah.
Yeah, the survival games, yeah.
And I was fascinated with that, absolutely fascinated by it. And they all used to play it. And I used to tune in, like, nearly every day or so to watch, like, a different episode. So I remember getting into that sort of stuff as well. So,
no, yeah. It's nice to have, isn't it? Like, well, not nice to have per se, but like, nice to have been now to experience other people's views on games and get into it that way. It's a different kind of excitement, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think as well, I at the time couldn't afford, like, I think I had a pleb like Xbox 360 or something like that. And I couldn't, everything that was being produced that was more like Minecraft PC.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. This is what I could do. Even though I never did it, I very rarely touch Minecraft. And if I do, it's like a private time sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, oh, this is what you can do with a PC. This is amazing. So, who did you used to watch Slippy on? Who did you start off with on YouTube?
I'm a big fan, still am, of the Yogscast. Oh, I love the Yogscast. Have you ever heard of the Yogscast?
I've heard of Yog. I've met them.
Oh, they used to do, well, obviously Corona, but they do conventions a lot. They go to them.
Yeah, do you remember? Do you remember the one that the uni gave us all tickets for, and then I was like the only one that ended up going? Insomnia over in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, well, everyone's bailed on me, so I'm just going to go anyway. And they were there, so I got to meet them, and I got to meet Pro Syndicate as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to watch Pro Syndicate a lot back in the day
He's been doing a lot of his zombie stuff on Twitch, so I've tuned in every now and again, but I do kind of find it hard to watch with all the controversy that he's been involved in.
Yeah, well, everyone's been in some sort of controversy.
He was involved in the whole CS scandal.
You've got to make your own opinion. It's up to you if you want to watch them or not. You've got to...
Yeah.
Whether or not you can look past it. In his case, all he did was... not say he was the owner, which even though it is illegal, or there are issues.
Naughty
related.
Boy. Naughty.
It's
boy.
Not like he killed someone, you know.
No. But he scammed a load of kids.
Well, go for the easiest targets.
True.
Like taking True. Candy from a baby. There's a reason that saying exists.
And he did it pretty well. He made a lot of money out of that.
And he wasn't the only one. It was two of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a few of them that were doing it. But they were the ones that got into trouble. He didn't.
Yeah, because he was the most popular. He had the backers, the numbers to support him.
Exactly. Yeah. So we go on from YouTube and then talk about Twitch specifically. Like, who led you to Twitch? What led you to Twitch?
Well, as I said, I think YouTube started to come like a... not so much... dying for gaming, but as like a live stream became more and more popular, I noticed that gaming on Twitch did become a lot less gaming on YouTube did become a lot less of a bigger thing. Like, I don't know if, like, you noticed PewDiePie stopped doing games as well, and he moved to like memes and stuff and didn't even like reaction videos, because I think just with the gaming industry on YouTube, where Twitch and other streaming sites like Mixer and that had come about, it just overtook, I think. I think maybe money-wise as well, like the following you can make on Twitch compared to YouTube might be different. You know, I don't know, it's ad revenue and all this stuff, and YouTube, I don't know the ins and outs. But yeah, so when I've wanted to do it for absolutely ages, and then I never ever got around to it. It was obviously I only started a month or so ago on Twitch, but my partner, she streams on Twitch. And she's streamed for like over a year and stuff. And so I think Twitch was always going to be the, if I ever did start, was going to be the obvious one to go to, because obviously Mixer had gone under or died out, whatever it done.
Yeah.
And I know there's like Facebook gaming, but I've tried to watch people on Facebook gaming. It just never seemed to feel right with me. I don't know if that makes any sense. It just didn't seem to, enjoy the viewing of it.
So I took a little bit of break from streaming for a while. I was stressed out with uni and stuff like that. And after we finished, I remember saying to Slippy, I want to get back into streaming. But I there was just something, I didn't really want to go back on Twitch. So I was like, right, I'll try Facebook gaming. And the platform's just horrible. It's really horrible.
Never tried it, but it doesn't look nice.
It's not targeted to Europe, America at all. They don't care about that market.
No, I think the problem is, if I wanted to get involved and watch your stream, I have to use my personal Facebook account. And I have to like chat, and it comes up on my profile. So all my like old school friends who I don't talk to anymore will see it. And I feel like that puts a lot of people off like commenting and chatting.
Yeah, you should be able to make your...
It should be a separate thing with your own separate profile.
I don't know why Facebook decided to make it Facebook Gaming, and they should have made it like what Mixer was, and
yeah, separate thing.
Made it a separate, yeah, done it their own thing, because they had the money to do that. Facebook have the money to do that. Yeah. And with the merger with Mixer as well, I don't know why they didn't say, right, we'll ditch this whole platform. We'll kind of migrate over to Mixer, use the base of what they have, and then just build from there. Because I think a lot of people still wanted Mixer to succeed, whereas people don't really care about Facebook Gaming.
I don't know.
To a degree. I think people want an alternative. I know I'm desperate for an alternative. But I'm like that with wrestling.
Why are you desperate for an alternative?
Because I think competition is good for everyone. I think it drives each place to be better. I think with Twitch in its state at the minute, it's in a horrible, horrible state.
But then why does that make... why you personally would you want there to be another platform unless you plan to jump ship from Twitch?
Because I want there to be a viable platform for everyone. I want it to be the best for everyone. Do you see what I mean? I want it to be the best experience for everyone. Again, I go back to wrestling. When WWE were on their own and there was nothing, the product was crap. Any wrestling fan will tell you the product was crap because you don't have to care. People are still going to watch you because there's no alternative. And that's the same with Twitch. There's no alternative. And
I don't know. I watch a lot of YouTube live streams.
Yeah, but YouTube just doesn't have this thing where it wants to compete. I don't know why.
I don't think YouTube needs to.
YouTube doesn't. But I would like to see them kind of go, right, okay, let's just do it better than Twitch.
Well, they did with YouTube Gaming. But then they realized that was back when they started live streaming. But then they realized if they just incorporated live streaming into the channels, everyone would prefer it, which is what it is, and it's much better.
Yeah, I just find it very difficult. I think the thing that I find with YouTube is discoverability when it comes to live.
Yeah.
I don't get a notification when Dr. Disrespect goes live.
Do you not? Have you turned the bell?
Yeah. I will literally turn on YouTube to think, oh, I'm going to watch a video, and then I'll see, oh, live. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, you know, I think Twitch needs that kick in the ass a little bit.
Twitch needs to, like, remind itself that it's not a god. And it...
Well, I would start by getting rid of Emmett Shear.
Who?
The owner, the CEO.
Yeah, but revert the DMCA rule. Get rid of the CEO.
Well, I think, like... I mean, we're quite lucky, me and Winterton are streamers, because we don't have that. Well, Winterton, because I don't think she's going to be able to play, because you stream exclusively from Xbox at the minute, don't you?
Yeah, at the moment it is just Xbox, so I can stream through.
Yeah, so you don't have that issue of being able to have music play. Well, I don't know, because if you were to play like Cyberpunk and there is DMCA music in it, I don't know how you go about turning that off.
No, it's going to be platform. Cyberpunk specifically has an option to turn that off.
Yeah. It's sad, really, that they've had to do that.
Have you seen what happened to Guitar Hero? Because Guitar Hero, they can't play it anymore. You literally can't. Wow. You just have to do meme, like, not actual proper songs and just meme songs.
So bad.
Speaking of Twitch, actually, have you seen their recent change?
What's that?
They got rid of the blind playthrough tag because blind is ableist.
Actually, did notice that recently because a few people have been watching it. You know, like with Valhalla, they're doing like blind playthroughs. Obviously, they've not played it before and they're not following any guides and stuff. And then all of a sudden, they've had to stop using that tag. I didn't actually realize the reason why, obviously, until just now. But I was like, I wonder why they've stopped tagging it as that.
I really don't think a blind person would be offended.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. It's the dumbest thing.
And if you
ever.
Are, please contact us, and I would like you on the podcast.
Good luck finding the email.
Yeah. Because I would love to discuss how something like that offends you.
And why you're offended. And if you are offended, the problem isn't with the word, the problem's with you. Think of it that way.
Exactly. So, what do you call it? Yeah, Twitch is just in a bit of a state with its whole DMCA stuff. I don't know how they're going to fix that. I really don't. And there's a few other things they need to fix as well.
Yeah, but Twitch definitely is the best, I think, at the moment.
It's the best, but it's also not the greatest at the minute.
No, it's the best, and it just so happens that everything else is shit, including Twitch. It's the best of the worst.
Yes, exactly.
It's like how I'm the king of the uglies.
Yes. So you talked about starting to stream. Like, who did you specifically watch on Twitch?
Well, my partner, she streams a lot, so I used to watch a lot of her and like, a couple of like friends. I never got into big channels, you know, like ones you go on and it's like, oh, I did like 14k viewers and stuff and bits of that. I never was interested in too big channels. I don't know why. I kind of like more intimate viewership channels, you know, where you feel like you're in part of a community when you join in and everyone's like, oh, hey, how you doing and stuff. And mm-hmm. I quite enjoy that sense of community rather than just, you know, sitting there to watch someone play. Because even though, like, I, you know, I spoke about keep watching PewDiePie and stuff. And how it was like, even though you couldn't directly communicate and like you can with Twitch and stuff, it was an enjoyable thing. Whereas I kind of don't want that from Twitch, if you know what I mean? When it's live like that, I kind of feel like I would like some sort of, you know, not recognition, like, oh, I recognise that I'm a viewer and I'm here and, you know, I need you to pay attention to me. But the fact that you can interact, I think, is a nice option to have. So that's why I prefer smaller channels.
See, I'm a bit the opposite. Like, I grew up on the big channels.
Mm.
And so he wasn't big at the time, but I watched Lyric.
Oh, yeah.
I watched him, like, religiously. And then I mean, my goal in streaming, if I could ever do it, it's never going to happen. I know it's not. But I wish I could have a chat like Forsons, because then I would then have like 14k people just spamming
one
and then he doesn't
memeing on you.
Yeah, but then he literally doesn't have to respond to anyone. He doesn't interact with chat. It's amazing because he can't.
Yeah, we are too big.
And then I watch XQC as well. I kind of vicariously live through him a little bit.
I like him. He's funny, but he's some stuff he does is a bit strange. Like, he argues for the sake of arguing in some cases, I think.
He argues to play up to stream.
Yeah.
He does, and it's, you know, everyone is not themselves when they stream, really.
Yes.
To a point, anyway.
It's a persona. Like,
XQC's whole thing at the beginning was that he was just an ordinary kid that played too many video games and
like
sat there. Yeah, he sat there, drank Coca-Cola, was toxic down the microphone, and people tuned into it. And that's why I tuned in as well, because it was hilarious. Some of the stuff, like his Overwatch days were just on point sometimes. But even like his whole ban in the other day, a couple of weeks ago, that was the old XQC.
Why did he get banned?
Stream sniping.
Oh, yeah, that was dumb. Oh, my God. That was so...
I remember watching it and thinking, dude, this guy, man, like, he's getting banned. He's getting banned for this.
I just remember thinking, like, try a little harder to not make it obvious.
You stream to 70,000 people and then you stream snipe. But saying that, did you see any of that? Because Dr. Lupo got given wins, didn't he? That's why he started stream sniping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because players were joining Dr. Lupo's, because it was an open lobby, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a poor format. It really was.
So they were joining the game, and then they would stop as they were going to about to jump for the crown until Dr. Lupo got there and he'd get given the win. Yeah. XQC got pissed off with it because he saw it happening and was like, fuck it, I'm going to stream snipe.
Don't blame him. It was dumb.
So...
But Twitch Rivals is a poor format.
Yeah, it could be something great, though.
Could be, but then this is Twitch's involvement into it.
Yeah.
So it won't be.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes. See where it goes. So, right, continuing with... So, what do you see with your channel?
Just through, like, how I stream it now, or
bit of an open question.
Yeah, it is a bit of an open question. Like, what do you like? Okay, so I'll ask you a question. I always find it very intriguing. So I feel like a lot of days now people join Twitch because of the monetary value.
Hell yeah,
that's incentivized to do it.
Mm.
Do you consider that more of a factor of when you stream?
Obviously, ideally, it would love to be an end goal to make money from this and, say, quit my job and just be able to dedicate my days to playing video games and streaming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's not why I log in every night or, you know, stream every night. It's like, oh, right, come on, we've got to get that money value, bro. We've got to get affiliate. We've got to, you know, so I can start earning money from my time, because it's not that for me, really. It's like, I have a couple of like regulars that start popping in now, and I enjoy having a laugh with them. I enjoy playing games. It's more of a therapy for me. Do you know what I mean? It's like, this is what I sit and do anyway. If the camera wasn't on there, I'd be doing the exact same thing anyway. So yeah. I might as well, you know, put the camera on and have some fun with, you know, meet new people. People I wouldn't meet normally.
That's true. See, now, I wanted to do it more for the community aspect of it. That was my end goal.
Yeah. But
I think anyone that streams on Twitch now will be lying to you if they told you there was no monetary incentive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone wants to make money from it.
There is, I see people, so I'll go back to where we meet. We met on Facebook, actually, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And I'm always very tiptoey when it comes to Facebook, because people are very different. I find that ironic, really. Facebook has a bigger Twitch community looking for people to watch their streams than they do their own gaming platform.
Yeah.
There's no community aspect to Twitch on the website itself. You have to do it with like third party, like Discord, or which is strange.
Yeah, you thought they would have done something with that. But, I find it a lot with men, actually, on Facebook. They will tell you that they do this because they love it, and that you're wrong if you don't do it. Because
let me try and think of something funny. It's like, hang on, I need to word it carefully or else I'll offend people. It's like a guy who likes to sleep with people, and then he—I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, I don't know where you're going with it either. So
I had it in my head at the start, and it literally vanished within a second.
I was excited to see where this was going.
Yeah, same here. I was kind of like at the edge of my seat, like, where is this going?
Because I get what you're saying. People, guys will lie to sleep with a woman, and then they will. It's like guys lying. They don't want to make money from Twitch. Then they get popular.
It's funny because I find the community on Facebook, first of all, very toxic. Not even a good toxic. So I think what you're trying to say is women will give sex for love and men will give love for sex.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Okay, that was a saying I heard not that long ago. I thought it was a pretty good.
You
one.
Just wanted to drop it in there, didn't you?
You just wanted to drop yeah. wise words of wisdoms. What's the one my friend from uni says?
If they didn't have vaginas, no. you'd shoot them.
Oh. That's what our old lecturer said. If women didn't have fannies, we'd hunt them.
Yeah.
He's dead now, that guy. Let's just put it out there.
Who guy?
No, the guy that said that. He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember him saying that in class and being like, what the hell?
One way to describe us, I guess.
Oh, God. That was a funny class, though, to be fair. But, yeah, so... Like they bang on about, and you'll find a lot of women on the Facebook groups that will solely promote the monetary aspect of their stream, and it's a really sad state because, I mean, I'm going to ask your opinion on it because I know there's some really good female streamers. More, I would say about 90% of really good female streamers out there that do not get the recognition that they get. And then you get that 10% of girls that promote themselves. They're promoting sex pretty much on stream.
Sex sells.
It does.
Does sell.
But as a female streamer, how do you feel about that? Like, how do you feel having to fight?
It is like, because I'm really not that kind of person. I don't want to ever have to like be suggestive or flirtatious in like my promotions of myself on like Facebook or Twitter or anything to try and entice, you know, primarily male viewers into my stream, you know, and then they come back because I'm wearing a low cut t-shirt or something and I'm, you know, a bit winky on cam or whatever they do. And it's yeah. I'm not a big self promoter anyway. I'm quite in real life I'm quite shy, reserved on my Facebook anyway. I don't ever post anything. I'm like, you know, maybe I'll reshare a Save the Animals thing and then I'll move on.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you're not very shy in the Discord, but...
Oh, that's different, you know.
No, that's the difference. That's very not shy. That's the complete opposite, talking about dildos and...
It's a safe place, isn't it?
It is a safe place. Join the Discord. Yeah. The link is discord.gg/who knows. Who gives a shit?
It will be in the description wherever we put it if we can. So, according to who? Yeah, no. You? Good. I don't know.
Do I have to? Okay.
Yeah. Get promoting.
All right.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, the Discord's very, very small at the minute. And, but I feel like we have got like a really good little bunch in there so yeah. far. I mean, like, I think there is stuff that I need to fix in there.
Personally, I would say personally, I think the Discord has a bit of an identity crisis with what it wants to be, in a sense. Whether you want it to be a streamer Discord or a everyone Discord, you know.
I actually totally agree with you that. And I think my aim was to kind of make it a very everyone inclusive sort of Discord.
Yeah.
Because as I said, I want to believe that I can bring 5 people up alongside me. I said that last week, I think, didn't I?
Yeah.
I can't remember when I said it, but yeah, I am firmly in that headset, like I should bring everyone up with me, not bring myself up on my own, but with other people. I think that's, I don't know, maybe
it's what we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Because your success means their success and their success means your success.
Yeah. You know, and it's just nice to see everyone grow rather than, I don't know. I just hate the idea of being selfish like that. Do you see what I mean?
Well, humanity is selfish. Everything, if you think about it hard enough, is selfish.
Yeah. True. So, but yeah. There is stuff in the Discord that we need to fix, and obviously, it will be something that I'll spend a bit of time on. I don't know. I hate promoting my own Discord. Sounds very weird unless I'm doing it in my own channel and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You feel like
I hate just jumping on like Facebook pages and being like, to be fair, I think the last person I really did that with was, I've done it with a couple of people since, but I did it with you on Facebook, didn't I? I posted some stats or whatever like that, and then I think you commented, and I was like, hey, yes. you fancy joining the Discord? And then like, yeah. And then we've had a couple of people join since, and they just don't speak.
No, I've really, because I think when I saw your post on that page on Facebook, I was fresh, new, birthed into the Twitch world. I was literally had no idea about anything, and I was just like, right, I just want to do it, and I'm going to start doing it. And obviously, mm-hmm. I was having a little look kind of on pages and stuff to see what other people were doing, and obviously, I come across this one where I saw your post. And I think it actually really helped me with my mindset on streaming, because I kind of never really thought, like, because I've never done it before, I've never looked really much into it other than the idea of wanting to do it. And it was like, if I play, people find me and they'll just like me and that'll be it. I didn't realise how much of a community you kind of had to build along the way to get to where you want to be.
You have to. Yeah, I think, because as I said, I've done this before and I did okay last time as well. I would have some, I think the max viewership that I had was at one point about 50.
Mm-hmm.
I had like someone raid me for like 75 people.
Oh wow.
And she was on a Discord that I was, she's now a partner, to be fair. She was actually a developer for Sea of Thieves at the time.
Oh wow.
So, yeah, she got me a free key for it, which I was pretty grateful for. And she just raided my channel. So I kind of learned that from her. And she was very big on the community aspect of it as well. She was really cool, actually. Except we argued once about developing in VR, but
yeah,
she was probably right.
She was right. Because you were going off the knowledge that I told you about, and my knowledge was based off VR when it first existed, not modern-day VR.
It was about the difficulty on building in VR, wasn't it?
On programming.
And I was like, I tried to explain to her, I'm talking about my level of expertise. I'm not talking about, she was a very known developer for the Sea of Thieves company developers. Yeah.
But now you have stuff like Steam have their own base kit that you can just import into Unity. Same with Oculus and the other one. And it's so much easier now. But back in the day, that when those kits didn't exist, it's doing everything from scratch.
Yeah, so, she was right, but at the same time, she was still a bit wrong.
I mean, she was right. I think she was right. But then in the same time, I think, why was this argument even happening?
It was because it exists. We were talking about the development in the Discord that I was in. Games development.
Yeah, I get it. But why would you go so arguing about whether or not VR is hard or easy? It seems like a weird thing to argue over.
I actually didn't. I was like, okay, whatever, it's fine. I'm trying to say that I find it difficult. Just because I find it difficult doesn't mean that it's difficult. Yeah, I'm fucking special. But she couldn't see my point of view, and I don't know how. I was like, okay, whatever.
Don't know. You should get back into programming. Program live streams, do it.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm too scared to do that.
We still have to do our thing, our game jam.
We will do. I'm going to download Unity after this. Do it.
You should.
So, right. I was thinking of some. You got any topics?
Nice. Good silence from everyone.
I just lost my mind there for a second. I was like, wait, hang on, what?
Let's talk about Christmas plans. What's everyone's plans for Christmas?
Oh, Christmas plans. This is going to be a different Christmas for me this year than usual.
Ooh, how come?
This is because I just moved into my partner's house. So before this, I lived by myself in a flat with me and my parrot named Winnie. Rest in peace, Winnie, which is my channel inspiration, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was very intrigued. I was very intrigued by that name. It was very different.
Oh, yeah. It's a shout out to my homeboy.
Oh, bless.
But last year it was It was me by myself in my flat with my parrot. I remember waking up. I had no Christmas decorations because it was just me. And I was like, I can't bother to do it for just me. I don't care too much. And so I remember waking up Christmas Day and I was like, oh, I'm just kind of sat there. There was nothing different. Just me and my parrot had a little chat. And I think I didn't drive then either. I hadn't passed my test. And I remember just waiting till about maybe like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. My granddad came and picked me up and drove me to theirs for the day. And it was the most sad Christmas I've ever had.
Oh, what?
It was literally just me and my nan and granddad. And usually it's me, my mum, my stepdad, my uncle, my grandparents. And it's usually a bit more festive, cheery. But no one could make it last year. Everyone was just away. So it was just me and them. And it's what really sad. For them. Not so much for myself.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you just wish everyone could be here. And
exactly, yeah. And I think they kept mentioning how, you know, they wish, you know, my uncle was there and, you know, everyone else. And it's like, yeah, it was just more sad for them because they didn't get to see them all the time.
Especially, you know, like grandparents. Because
they're quite old and...
Yeah, exactly. They don't know
how to be a downer,
many they got left.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to say it just in case.
No. Yeah, no, they died just before Christmas this year. It was the last one and it was so sad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, no, they didn't. That was a joke. I'm just not good at them. But no, this year everyone should be getting together, so hopefully, yeah, it'll be a good Christmas this year.
Yeah, because you've got the corona restrictions are going away for the week.
Oh yes, they're on holiday, aren't they, the coronavirus restrictions.
Corona's gone on holiday,
exactly, and get the time off. Corona's worked really hard this year, so it needs a break.
Yeah, it's been going since March, even possibly before.
Exactly, well, before that in China.
Yeah, what a nightmare year.
So what's your plan, Slippy, for Christmas?
Same as every year, family. I don't have many relatives left. I'm not, so I have my parents and I have two siblings. And my nan is my only living grandparent on my mum's side. So she comes around. It's just six of us have Christmas dinner. Same as every year.
Nice.
What you?
Nice. So I'm actively avoiding family whilst probably working. So I'll probably go to work and then I'll come back and I'll probably stream.
Do you get time and a half for Christmas Day?
Yeah, I get time and a half for Christmas Day.
You're going to stream on Christmas?
Yeah, I'll probably stream Christmas Day.
You'll have no viewers.
I was actually going to stream Christmas.
Why not? You'll either have no viewers or you'll have every viewer, because either it's going to be no one's watching because they're all with family, or the people that don't have family are watching, and because no big person is streaming, they'll go to the little people.
But it doesn't change. I always have no viewers anyway, so
that's true.
it'll be like a normal stream for me.
I'll
just wear a Santa hat or something like that.
Get drunk by yourself and eat mince pies.
I did that the other day, pretty much, except for I had crisps.
Oh, nice! I like it.
Your stream where you drank. Was it Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Or whenever it was. It didn't seem like you drank much.
I think I drank quite a lot quite quickly.
Are you a lightweight?
He is a lightweight. Yeah,
no,
you are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I can drink more than you guys.
That's not true.
That's a challenge.
That's not true. You know that's not true.
That is true.
No, because you throw up early on.
No, I throw up when I get back or I get lost.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yes, I tend to get lost when I get drunk.
You wander off by yourself.
Yes, he does. It's really annoying.
Oh,
we lost him, and he was looking at the messages on his phone that we were like asking him where he was, but he didn't reply. So he was reading them, but he wasn't replying. So at that point, we just left you.
I couldn't remember. The guys were like, where did you go? I was like, well, I made it back home. I don't know how.
Yeah, you got home before us.
There was sick everywhere.
Oh my God.
And I was like, well, this is going to be fun, cleaning this.
And you say you can drink more than me.
And
yeah, I'm pretty doubtful.
Wasn't that Freshers Week?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And then there was a few times where I drank so much I just vomited.
I'll give you the Skittle Vodka Night, because I can't do Skittle Vodka. For me, it didn't taste nice. I couldn't drink it. So I'll give you that you drank a lot that night.
That was, I actually quite enjoyed the Skittles Vodka, because I remember I finished work, didn't I, at about 10 o'clock. So I obviously walked back to our place. And the moment I walked in, I hadn't even got changed. You just shoved these shots. You're like, you have to take a drink for everyone you've missed. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I haven't even had a shower yet. Bang, 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 bang. And then
we were all dead because he just shot us with his gun.
Wasn't that was going bang, the bang, game bang. Night?
Huh?
The gay night.
No, it wasn't, because it would have been. It would have been around Christmas time, maybe just after Christmas.
Because I know Ott and Chelsea got us to go to one, didn't they?
Yeah, no one was there. Glitter Bomb was what it was called. Don't stop referring it to the gay night. Someone's going to get offended.
All right, then.
It's okay. I'll give you permission to use it.
LGBTQ. Night, whatever
Glitter
we
Bomb
want to call
was
it.
What it was called.
Glitter Bomb. I think I got drunk that night as well.
You whenever you arrived, you were buying a lot of stuff. Like, you bought like 3 cans of something and
yeah.
You'd spend a lot.
I did. Every time we went out, I spent a lot of money.
Usually it's the food afterwards I spend most of my money on.
Oh, I never buy food after. Very rarely.
I preempted. So I'd always, because I worked at an Argos, I would go downstairs to the Sainsbury's, buy my food beforehand. So I'd go buy like a pizza or something like
remember
that.
Remember when we would go, stop by Sainsbury's on the way home from uni, and I'd eat the cheese baton. Cool.
Yeah.
Just a giant bit of bread with cheese in it. And I was just, cool. Like 50p for a giant bit of bread with some cheese. It's really nice.
It was
my dinner.
Oh, we had some. That would literally be his dinner. Like, that's all he'd eat for the whole day.
No. I'd have a large McDonald's, like proper big McDonald's for lunch. I'm talking large Big Mac meal, 2 cheeseburgers, some chicken burgers, stuff like that.
Yeah, only because we cheesed the.
The coupons.
Yeah.
Because it only cost me like £3.
Oh wow! Well, bargain.
And then they eventually caught on that I was using coupons, and they asked for them all, and I was like, oh. And then Corona happened, so they never actually got them all.
Yeah.
You got lucky.
Yeah.
No, it's always a class of look forward to. It'll be like middle of the night, but I have a couple of drinks in, like getting nice and drunk. I'm like, oh yeah, can't wait for my McDonald's after this. I'm already like preemptively excited for my snack. I said snack. I demolish my body weight in food I've drank.
What's your go-to food when you have been out?
Where I used to live, it was always McDonald's was always just across the clubs from when you finished. So it was obviously McDonald's was a choice to go to. It's cheap as well, so I'd be like, oh yeah, let's get some 20 chicken nuggets. Get me a chicken sandwich meal and a couple of cheeseburgers, and we're sorted. And then they'll sort me out, and then I'd throw up bits of nugget, and it'll be good.
See, I'm a doner kebab sort of guy.
Oh yeah, see, I like from like a kebab shop. It would have to be like cheesy chips, like chili sauce on it. Can't do kebab meat when I'm drunk because that will make me gag and I'll throw up.
I'm
very particular with food.
When I'm drunk, kebab meat is literally my like go-to.
Oh no, if there's like, I mean, one time I had like a nugget and I had like a little weird lump in it from when it had been processed down and mushed in properly to nugget form, and I was like in my mouth and I bit it, and I was like, ugh, and I was like drunk sitting on like this high street, like trying not to like throw up my nuggets everywhere. So when I'm drunk, I have to go for safe foods that haven't got weird lumps in them, otherwise I'll die.
That or pizza.
Pizza's always a good show.
Pizza?
Pizza's good. Yeah.
I always get McDonald's.
Or.
Like the cheeseburger.
So you have
at
the
McDonald's.
Pizza, eat the pizza until you pass out, and then you have pizza in the morning. I love cold pizza.
Pizza's always good when I'm drunk. If I'm at home, it's always going to be a Chinese.
Oh.
You guys go luxurious when you drink, clearly. If you're ordering pizza, yeah. It's Chinese. Just go McDonald's, 99p cheeseburger.
I love pizza, though. I haven't had pizza in ages. I miss pizza.
I've been on a diet, so I haven't had pizza or anything for a while.
I had Chinese last night.
you make me sad. That saddens me so much right now.
To be fair, I had a Chinese when I went to Weymouth. I think that was the last time I had one, but
I have steadily craved a Chinese for about 3 weeks at this point.
Do it.
I can't. I'm trying to be good.
Just honestly, like, the best thing to do would just be to have it.
I know.
Like, this is coming from the expert. Well, I'm not an expert at weight loss, but I can tell you now, if you're going to crave that food, it will just ruin you.
I know. I started a diet last year. At my heaviest, I was 15 stone one.
Yeah.
I managed to lose 4 stone last year. And then this year, I was like, in my, like, goal weight, I'm comfortable. My clothes are like back to the size I was before I became a chunky girl, as I like to call it. And, but the last month or two, I got a bit comfortable with myself. I sat there and a couple more takeaways than I should have. And I was like, right, no, we need to get back on it right now. So I'm on the diet until Christmas and then stay steadily through it for the new year.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I know it's crap, isn't it? Like, so I'd say at the beginning of this year, I weighed 385 pounds,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know what the conversion is.
I'm going to Google it because I'm curious.
Yeah, because you spent 3 years asking me my weight and now I'm very open about it.
174 kilos.
Which is...
If you want it in
stone. What's that? It's about 27, 28, isn't it?
Fucking hell, I bet. Is it?
Yeah, it's about that.
100 kilos to stone. 27.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I was big.
Christ.
And it was one of the big reasons why I stopped streaming as well, because I hated being in front of the camera. And then I am now down to 290.
What pounds?
Yeah.
290. 290 is 131 kilograms, which is 20 stone. Jesus, that's a massive. Wow.
That's a
yep.
massive loss. Yep. It's really impressive.
That was just by... the best thing I did was learn how to cook.
Yeah,
cooking. I see you put on your Tinder bio.
Oh, don't
I think you did, didn't you?
I didn't mention anything about your Tinder bio, actually, Kieran.
Oh, go on.
I really hate it.
Excuse I didn't write me? It. Excuse me?
It's really cringy. It's not... No, I wouldn't say it's cringy. I think it's just... Just I don't know. It just something about it makes me feel. If I was a girl and I saw that, I would delete Tinder because of how.
To be fair, it was written by a girl, so. It literally wasn't me.
I thought it was funny.
You wrote it, didn't you?
I did indeed.
Yeah.
Some of my greatest work that was. I'm feeling
it. I'll tell you what, I've had a few matches.
So it can't be too bad then. But I'll be questionable about the girls that are swiping on you now then.
Yeah, that's how you get see how good the bio is by the girls that swipe.
Some of them are pretty cute, you know. But
I just attract the cute type.
See, I'm looking at Tinder now, right? And I always find the issue with women, like I just don't want to talk to half the girls that I match with.
Yeah. Why? I get what you mean.
Because so for example, I've got one girl's profile up here. Sci-fi, zombie films, gin nerd, Imgur. So she probably looks at a lot of porn. Independent animals, naps, long dog walks, no kids, no drama, no smoker. Curvy and pervy. Looking for someone who has their shit together and likes to take control. Well, first of all, I ain't got my shit together, so I'm fucked. let's have a look at another profile.
Did that say curvy and pervy?
Yeah.
If you put that on your Tinder bio, you get arrested.
Yeah.
It's true, but if a girl saw that, I'd be like, oh no, that's out. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
It's weird this how girl, things are different, isn't it?
This girl I kind of liked, but she hasn't messaged me back. Perk of dating me, I can't steal your hoodies. Into my history book and gaming nerd. Obsessed with Dragon Age, The Witcher, Detroit Become Human. Sorry, not sorry. Building my own personal library. Recommend me a book. But she never replied.
Did you recommend a book to her? Was that your opening line?
No, I said she probably would be able to steal my hoodie.
Oh.
That's a shit opening line, isn't it?
I've literally had a match in the last, 5 minutes, but she hasn't got a profile, so she's fake.
No, oh, she's a faker.
Who's
bot.
This? Who's this? She hasn't got a profile either. It's just her picture.
Tragic.
So handy. Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Again, no bio. That's like the third or fifth woman in my likes. Maddie.
Well, at least you're good to see your dating's going well.
I have to ask speak to girls. I it's always me that kind of ends the conversation.
Really? You know it's not going to go anyway. You can't take it. You just end off. Yeah.
Do you know when a girl's not interested?
No. And you're just like, when they're screaming and running away. So you shoot them in the legs and they can't escape.
How many times have you done that?
Oh, too many. My basement's full. Girls,
also, not a, so this other girl, not a skinny girl. So if that's what you're looking for, swipe left. Why do girls always feel like to put the they need to put that they're big in there?
Because some people won't date a big girl.
Well, 90% of women don't date big guys anyway.
It's a double standard. What do you want me to tell you? That we have equality in this world?
No. All right, let's look at the other app. They'll probably Grindr. Yeah, boy. Oh, God. A literal transvestite. Nikki Subgirl. Looking to chat with stocky men 100 kilograms plus.
Oh, damn.
Who's this? Another girl's profile. To whoever bothers reading this, if you are not serious, then don't bother sending me a message and ghosting me. It's pathetic. There's probably a reason why you get ghosted, love.
I mean.
Well, she gives zero about her personality on her profile. Maybe I'm just too fussy. I'm not like every other guy on here where it's just like, message me to find out. And they're like, oh yeah, send me boob pics, please.
Send me boobs. Send bobs and vagina. Send
vagina.
That's all I used to do when I was on Tinder.
What, send bobs boobs and vagina?
No, be the one to ask for it.
What, ask for their bobs and vagina?
Yeah, obviously. It's my open line.
Give bobs and vagina.
So how was that for you when it comes to, obviously, dating profiles and stuff like that? How did you find it as obviously being part of the community that you are?
Make it sound like she's part of the KKK.
I would like to put it out there that I am not an active member of the KKK.
Thanks for clearing that up. We just need to clarify with our
the LGBT community.
Disclaimer. Yes, that's the one. I had ups and downs with Tinder. I never enjoyed it so much. I kind of go on it to be like, oh, right, let's fucking just get through this. Right, I need to just find something. Do you know what I mean? It's like a lot of it was.
I love that. I love that analogy. It's literally my view on it as well.
You've just got to get through it, and it's I think you do, don't you? You'll match people, and you just look at me, just like, I can't bother to talk to you because it's. I just know you're going to be the most deadest thing to talk to.
Oh my God, yes, I know that feeling. Like, I will put 100% effort into a conversation. I actually think I'm pretty good at them.
Yeah, and that's what I'm like. I like to, if you know, because you're obviously in there for a potential love interest or whatever, if you are, or you know, a hookup, whatever. But even then, you still need to make the effort. And as I say, I find it, once you get the tedious of like, you know, oh, hi, how are you, to get the introductory bits, once you start to get to, you know, the conversation flows, you start to get to know people, that's when you start to realise if that person's going to be interested enough for you, or if, you know, they're your type or whatever like that. But sometimes I just can't be bothered with the process of getting to that point.
Yeah, same here. I'm just like, so I just smash that like button on everything and I'm like, right, okay, then I'll do the process of elimination. So like, there's five people that I've matched with, those two are nice, I'll message those two. Two of them are nice, I'll message those two. And then you'll get a couple of replies, and then you can kind of suss out where you are with it from there.
Yeah.
Like, I always find girls are not very good at asking open-ended questions. as well.
Yeah, it's always dead ting. It's like, what's your favourite colour? Red, cool. And then the conversation dies.
Yeah, and then I know I'm not interested then.
I'm pretty good at asking open-ended questions, apparently. Like, what's your favourite dinosaur?
Can we set your Tinder profile?
Can you not?
I'll write your bio, seeing as you like my
No, I can write so my much. Own bio.
Oh, please do. Please write a Tinder bio and we can all see it.
I agree.
How hard can it be? You just have to sell yourself, literally.
It's hard. When you've got nothing to sell. Well, it's really hard to sell 20, yourself.
21-year-old depressed male who will probably kill himself by 2022.
Well, I'm swiping right.
There you go. You got one. Yes. You got one.
It's a match. I super like that one.
Oh, even better.
Oh, I accidentally used my super like.
Oh, I like your accent, but I bet you're like, oh yeah, that's the one.
What, his London accent?
Me.
Oh, what? Geek of trans. What the fuck? What, it's Tinder. Oh. No!
You're right.
A crisis going on.
I literally just hit super like on a trans girl.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's meant to be then.
Not my sort of play style.
Not your ting.
Not your ting.
Not my ting. Oh, well. So I do have one quick thing because I think we need to wrap it up soon.
We've been going for 56 minutes.
Yeah. So one quick question, and we discussed it previously on a podcast, and obviously because you've been very open about being lesbian, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being part of the LGBTQ community. Plus. God, that's always a tongue twister.
I know, it's getting too long for me now.
Oh, God. What do you call it? So we talked about companies. The one thing I really hate is that companies promote it. And now, not that it shouldn't be promoted or whatever, like that's not what I'm saying. I hate the fact that these companies profiteer from it.
Yeah, they use it for
profit. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Everyone, no one discussed it years ago. No one discussed it. Like, it was always this, like, ooh, very quiet thing. And I never understood that. I never understood it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I tell you now, if you ask my mum, she was so hopeful that I was going to be gay. It was unreal.
But you are.
She went, oh, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. But she was so hopeful of me being gay. And then she just gave up. I think she just gave up on trying to push me being gay.
Crushed her dreams.
Yeah, I've ruined her. But how do you feel about that? How do you feel about companies profiteering from something that's kind of important in our society like that?
I know this is going to sound like, I don't know, whatever you want, how you want to put it, but it's like I'm such a laid-back person. I just don't care in a way. Like, it's nice to, you know, obviously see that people are accepting, you know, are more accepting these days than they were previously. But I am not a massive, like, you know, say like just company A is like, oh, they haven't done something for Pride Month this, you know, this year. That's why have they not done that? They must hate the gays and all this stuff. And or, you know, or say another company's like, oh yeah, you know, support Pride and all this stuff. That doesn't make me want to go give them my money. I would like it to be a thing where it's like we don't have to have, you know, companies selling Pride or there's a Pride Month. It can just be a normal standard thing we don't have to talk about anymore because it's just, oh, that person's...
It's just normal.
Yeah, just a normal thing.
I totally agree. I agree with you. Like, I just wish these things were normal in our society where it didn't have to be talked about as an issue.
Yeah.
See what I mean? As an issue rather than it being a very norm in our society, you know.
It's like what we were talking about with the Twitch removing the word blind. The issue is that people care too much.
There's
too much passion in the wrong places and they don't realise that. Like, them caring about these things, like removing the word blind, it's such a there's no positive impact from removing the word. In fact, you could argue there's only negative impact from removing the word.
I feel like I need to read an article on it, see what, like, there must be an article on that being removed somewhere. I need to find out where, because they would have done it out of someone scaremongering them.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a reason why they deliberately targeted that playthrough. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was just the generation that I grew up in. It was always, I don't know, it was never really like a big thing. Like whether you were gay or not. It didn't matter at all. And yeah, I just wish everyone kind of saw it from my point of view in that stance. But
they just
saw. I 100% agree. I would love to be like to the point where it didn't matter. But then it works so hard. You got, you know, the people who are like, oh, you know, Jesus hates all the new guys and stuff like that. And then you've got the opposite where it's like the people who are part of the community just can't stop promoting their gayness, if you know what I mean.
And it's a like, battle of like left and right, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think you've just got you've got the people who are in that community who say, you know, annoy, you know, the others who dislike it or disapprove of it, and it's just always gonna be a constant battle because you've got those both kinds of people just attacking each other, and then you've got everyone in between who doesn't really care, just like going, you know.
And then but then sadly, those people that don't care get involved because the sides. Yeah. The extremists on both sides say, well, you should care. And then they yell at them and then...
Kind of like Brexit, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at least so, politics, like, yeah, politics is a big one in that.
Yeah. So, like, for my ex-partner, her sister was also gay and who got married and they had a baby together. And it was just so normal. And that's what, you know, we'd go up and visit and all that. And we always had a good time. And it was never...
You never questioned it.
I'm just doing a statement. Like, I'm just saying, like, I remember walking down the street and they used to get quite a lot of abuse sometimes.
Yeah, it still happens.
And I used to be like, all right, do you want to come say that to me then? You know? I just think, why cannot people think like me?
Why do people care? Why do people care? Why do people care about other people?
Yeah.
You should care about yourself because you could get hit by a car like today, but you were too busy worrying about what that who that person is kissing or what that person's sticking their dick in. It's like, why do you care?
Yeah,
this could be your last day on earth and you spend it giving a shit about other people. How selfless. But humanity is selfish by nature, so you're technically doing the wrong thing. But we could go on for ages. And we've been going for an hour.
We've been going. This is one of the longest, isn't it?
It's the longest so far. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have you back at some point, definitely.
Oh, yes, I'd love to come back on.
If you'll come back.
Oh, if you'd have me back, that's the question.
Of course.
Awesome. Oh, I'd be more than happy to come back.
Awesome. So yeah, I'll get this wrapped up. So thank you very much for joining us today. So winners on, can you I'd like you to be able to just take a moment and promote your Twitch channel or whatever you'd like to promote.
Well, yeah, sure. Thank you for the opportunity. So it's just this is just Winners On, which is WINNIZON. And find me on Twitch. I've got an Instagram and Twitter. I haven't used anything on Instagram yet, so there's not much point going there. But I'd like to get active on Twitter. And yeah, love to see more people join in my little community.
Wicked. Anything that you'd like to do a shout out to, Slippy, Owen?
Like this podcast, follow on Spotify, follow the podcast on YouTube as well, Arbitrary Echo on YouTube. We've got tons of content. We've got a special Christmas video that will hopefully be out on Christmas Day. It's going to be good. We haven't recorded it yet, but it'll be good.
What about the Facebook page as well? Like us on Facebook as well.
The Facebook page, Twitter's the main one. Facebook page is there, but Twitter's the main one.
If you type in the Arbitrary Echo podcast, you'll find us in most places.
Yeah.
I'd just like to promote my Twitch channel. I will be going live tonight. December 6th. I don't really know. 6th of December. I don't really know what time yet. That was really bad. But I will be going live tonight. You can follow me on Twitter at MurderDucker. Also, if we can get a link somewhere, join the Discord, join the community. It's an all-inclusive community. When I'm not being a depressive bastard, I will be very active. So, yeah. thanks, guys, for joining us again
final
today.
Final words of wisdom. When is on? You should do it.
Yeah, words of wisdom for you, because I got put on the spot every single week with that. So you, words of wisdom from you.
It's too much pressure. Right, coming up to winter months. Dress pressure. Warm, don't eat yellow snow, and don't slip in the ice.
Brilliant.
Love it.
You don't get
love
snow
it
in the UK, sadly.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on, guys.
No problem. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. And we'll see you soon.
Yes, hope so.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. And we will see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.